The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and may or may not be shared with the staff and management of this network.
Ghostly Talk!
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on August 2nd, 2009, and I'm having to recut the intro because I forgot to start capturing again during the live show. Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com. Tonight, we talk more about forensic handwriting with Tracy DeGabriel. And then, we discover the hidden meanings behind America's symbols with Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Did it again.
Take a breath.
Bonnie, are you online?
No.
Ah, but it didn't work.
We're going to have to figure that out the next break.
Yes, we have a brand new, what would that be called? The chat control center.
Oh my.
CCC.
We're making it all fancy.
The CCC.
Yeah.
We'll have to put that on there and put
Bonnie
a barcode on it and all that crap and put Ghostly Talk Enterprises or whatever the hell it would be. Yeah, man. And of course, I do it again.
The very beginning got...
My margin of error is getting better, I guess, with this because this affects none of you live listeners at all. And actually, it doesn't really affect any of you... repeat or whatever, archive listeners at all either because we always fix it.
Right.
But we kind of got, my crap's together, okay? My crap is always together. But Doug and Bonnie come blowing through here like a tornado. We got to configure routers. We got to configure laptops 5 minutes before the show, which sends me off my keel.
Yeah.
And I forget.
It's my fault.
I have to.
But that's okay because I know exactly.
No, actually, we're cool. It messed me up.
I have to improvise again when we tape the intro over.
And rag on me.
You are my royal flush.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I missed like the first like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Of the actual capture we do, on the server and all this, but we'll fix that later. And really, it wouldn't even matter if I wouldn't mention it.
Well, that's true.
But it just makes for.
But it's so much more fun to mention it.
Yeah, is it more mistakes to add? Just another notch in the headboard, I guess, for that kind
of
stuff.
I got enough of those.
The boys down at the
this
harbor
weekend.
Say, Bonnie.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Wow.
I was going to ask you how your weekend was. But
thank you.
I don't know if that's going to be radio friendly or just a family show.
Since when?
What was her name? Yeah.
Doug.
Doug?
Her name was Doug.
Her name was Doug. So But yeah, we're back. We have a full house here tonight. It's been a while since we've had a full house here. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
And Bonnie.
Because last week I thought it would be so much more fun to spend 4 hours in Midway Airport.
Well, yeah. So I take it didn't go very well.
4 hours. I got home at, when did I get home? 1:30 in the morning.
It was supposed to be 12:10.
Yeah.
Then it ended up being delayed again.
It just kept getting later and later. And, you know, had they told me when I first got to Midway, you know what, you're looking at 4 hours. Yeah. I would have easily called Sabrina and said, hey, let's go eat or something.
Yeah.
Because 4 hours is enough time to go do something and then come back, get through security again, and deal with all that brouhaha.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, they wait until I've already been there over 2 hours, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be another 2. I'm like, oh, thanks. Because I really can't do anything now.
I'll never understand the airlines, and, you know, we know people that work for them and all that fun stuff, but I'll never understand, you know, and I keep hearing, well, they're working on, you know, getting the customer service up there and stuff like that. And I understand that we're dealing with very large planes, and you just can't park it in there real quick. And, you know, there's a process, and I understand security's there. There's a lot of things that are put in place for our safety or what appears to be our safety. But I'll never understand how, you know, again, it comes down to, like, at my job or your job, Doug, whatever we're doing at the time. If somebody said, okay, you need to have this thing done in 2 hours, it better be done in 2 hours or you're going to be on the street.
Right.
That's just the way it works. And I hear, every time I hear somebody's going flying, we always cringe because it's like, well, you know, they come back with their horror stories. Well, I had to wait 15 hours here, and then some guy snapped the gloves on and checked out, and, you know, checked my cavity out. And they
this
thought
was
I was
like
a terrorist,
actually one of the times
which
that
I'm sure Bonnie wouldn't mind
searched.
Yeah, Bonnie usually gets all those dollar signs,
I mean,
or whatever.
You'd have had more of a glow to you, I think, at that.
Yeah, happened. I think I would have enjoyed
happier,
Midway a bit more had that happened, but normally, because, thank you, Sean, we fly buddy passes a lot.
Mm.
It seems like ever since I started flying buddy passes, I'm that selected passenger every time.
So there is a downside.
Which is very highly annoying when you have someone pawing through your underwear and your toiletries and, you know.
You
then
should be used
you
to
know
that.
What you should do. You know what?
I'm used to me being in them.
Oh, I see. Oh, that is a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what would be really funny is to take a bunch of Snickers bars.
Ew.
And just like totally just wreck them and then just throw them in there and we need to search your bags, please. We'll go right ahead.
Absolutely.
And just sit there with a straight face the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that would be.
I don't think I could.
It would add a little bit more excitement to the boring.
I mean, if we're going to do that, I might as well just toss a vibrator in my bag.
Why not?
And turn that sucker on.
Why not?
And then close it and walk through security.
Something vibrating in this bag. Well, let me tell you what I do
you
for
know,
a living.
You know, sometimes.
Well, sorry to hear that, Bonnie.
I was in a hurry to get to the airport.
I kind of figured I was going to be here 4 hours, and I needed something to help us out.
Well, hey. If that's going to get you through the line, nothing. I can't see anything that's going to get you faster than that.
This has turned into an extremely personal show already.
I think next time we go flying, whatever we do with the show or whatever, I think we're going to have to set up a bunch of gags in our bags.
That rhymes. Yeah.
This is going to get us arrested.
I got a website I'm going to make now. Gags in our bags. No, there's so many different connotations.
Gags and bags could go so many
gags
different ways.
Gags and bags.
Mm.
The new project from the creators of Ghostly Talk.
You think of, you know, ball gags and old ladies. That's what I think.
That's what you have to put in the bag also. Is when I mean,
that's hags.
No, I'm a hag.
Gags and hags. There's got to be a fetish for that somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure
yeah,
there
absolutely
is.
Absolutely.
We can make millions off of that.
Yeah.
I'm here to work for you, boy. I've been doing this 70 years.
Set your walker down over there and get on the couch.
Please, for the love of God, close your legs.
For those of you that are tuning in, oh my God! For those of you that are tuning in for the first time tonight, this is a paranormal talk show. We'll be getting to the paranormal stuff as soon as possible. We just have to get this whole vibrator / ball gag / old lady fetish out of the way before we
move on. As soon as they kick me out of the room, it'll be all good.
Yeah. So Bonnie's back, and
yay!
Everything went really kind of, it was kind of boring last week, wasn't it, Doug? There was no sex talk, there was no dirty talk.
Oh, it was sort of like business.
It was, yeah, we just kind of jumped through the hoops, you know, like that corporate tells us to do.
Right.
Just,
corporate has no control over me.
I know. It's,
none.
And you're still getting a paycheck. You're probably getting more, you're probably, well, they throw her in.
I'm not allowed,
interesting.
I'm not allowed to discuss.
This Doug and Scott, this Doug and Scott guy, they're boring as crap, so we got to get some excitement in there, so bring Bonnie in. So she comes in every couple of weeks just to stir the pot a little bit, and then she leaves.
Just every couple of weeks.
And then she leaves.
I can't be here regularly.
So, yeah, there's the layout of this year's, the rest of this year's plans for the show. There you go. This is what
well,
we're going to be doing.
What I really like is for the past, what, 2 years or something, they have made it literally almost impossible for you to get here. You have to take like 10
I
expressways.
I know. Okay, look.
So then finally they open it up.
I was so
and a bridge blows up.
And a bridge melted.
I was so excited that 75 was finally open.
And that made national news.
And I didn't have to like detour through the ghetto, and by that I mean downtown Detroit, which is what I was doing every Sunday to get here.
Super ghetto.
I was driving.
Don't let them fool you. It is the ghetto.
It is ghetto.
Literally at 9:30 at night, I was
driving
through the ghetto
through the
to get back home. I prayed every time that I lived. But I was so, so gloriously happy that they finally opened I-75. I got to drive 1 week.
one week
to Ghostly Talk.
One comfortable ride.
With 75 wide open, and then a tanker had to go and blow up a bridge on 75.
Yeah. Literally, it made national news, like I said, and you guys, I'm sure you guys out there have heard about the I-75 9-mile bridge.
Yeah.
You know, which ironically is where the... You know, that bridge is just cursed because that's where I had the windshield taken out of my car.
Oh, is that
12 years ago?
Ah. Mine was just before the Southfield.
Yeah, that was on 94.
Yeah, that was on I almost.
This was 75.
Mine was on Dix.
Really? That figures.
I swear to God, it's a street.
I know it's a street. I know it's a street, but.
I swear to God.
You had to just throw that in there, didn't you?
We were talking about windshields getting busted out, and mine got busted out on Dix.
Somehow Dix gets in the conversation. Hence every conversation with Bonnie I've had in the last 3 years.
Oh, you should have heard him talking to his neighbor about me.
Yeah.
No. Oh. We're waiting for you and my neighbor come walking up and started hitting on her. Literally started hitting on her.
Like... with an open fist, or with, no, or like
that
with,
would have been more welcome.
Or like she'd have been back at the airport.
Or like with really, really bad pickup lines.
Well, he's 49 and still single and lives alone, and he's lived here for 8 years, and he thinks it'd be cool to take out one of Scott's friends.
He's one of my tenants here at the winery. You know, it's,
yeah,
you know, it's one of the people that we have living here.
He does the shrubs.
Yeah, he does the shrubs.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah, it's Mark. He does the shrubs.
Thank God he didn't ask to trim mine.
Number two of FanCon. How many have we lost this week? How many people do not want to carry Ghostly?
44.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. You know,
we've had worse weeks.
I don't care.
I have been way worse than this on the show.
No, that's cool. Got to mention, let's get to some business, please, for God's sake. People are really want to hear some...
People love me. People in the chat room, because Scott's got it open right now.
Do I?
If you love me, tell me that you love me in the chat room.
Look at
just
this crap.
Do it.
Because yeah. You can't get on your new laptop.
No one will probably say a word now that I said that, but whatever.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyways, one thing I do want to mention before I forget, because before we get into any more sex talk here.
Yeah.
Apparently this is,
No,
I'm scared for Trace that comes on here later.
I didn't just come right out and
talk.
It
was I have to say, it's very, very, very...
Subtle innuendo.
Very
talk.
Creative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice. Hyatt America presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
America conference.
Yeah.
Troy Taylor's conference we were at a few weeks ago. I know I mentioned this a while back that we were going to have those up. Just this week it's going to happen, I promise. Like, there were just some non-responsive things, and I had to kind of chase people down and stuff like that. And I don't post anything.
You should have sent me after them.
What are you going to email him like I am?
I would have flown there and sat in an airport for 4 hours and been very angry by the time I got to
And then they would have said, yes, please, go ahead.
It'll be happening this week for sure.
And then they would have given her the restraining order.
Yeah.
I'm surprised more people haven't done that already. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We're going to have those up this week for sure for you guys to check out, download. A lot of good stuff on there. I'm going to have those up, I promise. It'll be all taken care of. So cool. Now, how was your weekend, by the way, Doug?
I've been
the Bonnie Show here for the last 20
minutes. Hey, you know what? You missed me.
You got to catch up.
I missed you guys. okay, I'm back.
I worked like 10 or they say, Bonnie's all
right. Oh, I'm all right. Bonnie's all right.
I worked. Yep, I worked.
Well, great, Doug. We got another
40
minutes.
Way to bring us down, Doug. Way to bring us down.
I can tell you what I did. Oh, my God, Friday was awesome.
Ooh.
Remember the text I sent you, Bonnie?
Yeah.
All right, so we've got these, like, really expensive cluster servers at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
I took the only main, like, addressable IP address away.
Oh,
I
type nice.
IF down space ETH 0, enter.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that. That's no. Like RM minus RF.
That's bad. Yeah.
Okay, geek, just get on with your story.
It means I made it completely inaccessible.
Yeah.
Completely 100% inaccessible.
Let's imagine that you have a gate here for a second, and you take that gate and you put concrete up over it completely. That's the equivalent of what he did with that cluster a second.
Yeah.
And he sends me a text and makes it seem oh so innocent. He goes on to tell me what he's done, and he goes, but the way I see it, no one got hurt, so I'm good.
I was trying to look for the silver lining.
There wasn't much in that situation. No. From one geek to another.
Yeah.
That's not good.
There wasn't much of a silver lining other than no one got hurt.
Well, we had Coast Guard this weekend.
Yeah.
The Coast Guard Festival. On
they had the time. Coast Guard. I've never had a weekend that busy.
I know, that's a really impressive weekend.
You could have had the Coast Guard.
Well, you know. I was busy with the Army.
let me clarify.
The firehouse.
On the west side of the state, there's a festival called the Coast Guard Festival. It's an annual festival they have.
They're now the SS. The Coast Guard used to be the Coast Guard, but now they're Homeland Security.
Well, we're all Homeland
they're
Security.
They're our equivalent of the SS NARS. Now.
Well, no, they have this big festival every year, though, and it's a lot of fun.
Did you have to show your papers?
No, we just...
Did they make you get chipped?
No,
I'm
no.
expecting that next year.
Well,
you know.
To ride the ride,
did they
wanted to see
insert
it.
A ball gag at any point.
Was there anything about?
Well, that's where I got my idea for the show tonight.
Ah,
so this whole thing played out.
See, I thought it was all me.
So he
this
did
whole
have
thing
a good
played
Coast Guard
out.
I thought he was peeking in my
well,
closet again.
You know, I've become a little bit more social this year. I have to say, not because I'm getting thin and getting sexy or anything like that. It's just
and
he
you are.
Is.
I do have a bit. I do.
He
have,
is getting thin and sexy. I mean, I never thought Scott was sexy before. But now, it's kind of like a mild tick in the back of your head that just won't leave you alone.
It's the exact opposite from last year. He is thin and tan and hot, right? And I'm completely...
Because last year you were not.
You were not.
Apparently.
I was a pig last year.
Apparently. Yeah.
I didn't say that. I just said I never found you sexy. So.
You were pasty white. At best, you were a bagger.
Keep guys, we got another 8 minutes of this crap. Keep telling me how sexy I am. I want to get this all in the can.
Smoking hot.
And I am this year completely pasty white.
Here's the funniest part about the whole situation, though, is that, I, as you guys know that are out there listening to the show live or archived or whatever, I'm doing this diet thing. I'm down like 50 pounds now, and I'm not looking for applause or any of that crap. I'm just saying the facts.
Woo, woo, woo. Go, Scott. Woo.
This is what I like about being the engineer.
Yeah.
These mics are out.
What I like about being a loudmouth.
You got your mics back in.
It picks me up on yours anyway.
Right, so anyways, though, I have noticed that my energy is...
Do you have more stamina?
Much improved.
It's much more. It's up. I have a lot more energy now. I really do feel a lot better.
Yeah, I'm talking about stamina now. That's just energy.
I mean, since you're all hot and sexy now, we need to know these things.
So no.
Can you back it up? Oh.
Making a point here is like
you've
trying
gone from
to
2 minutes to 20. Your walking schedule, I mean.
No, it's like 2.5 hours.
Oh, see, there you go. Ooh, that is.
I'm
hot.
The dude from NXS. So yeah. That Sting. Sting that can like have sex for like 9 hours or something.
Yeah.
No. The irony. The irony of the situation is that Amber and I, I remember just a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Amber, I'd come out there or whatever, and she was like, "Let's go out and walk the pier," and I'd be like, "I don't want to walk the pier. I want to go somewhere and stuff my face and then go lay on the couch."
Right. That's my plans. Usually.
I worked all day long, and I deserve this, right? So, and she dragged me out on the pier and made me walk, and I just whine the whole time. I'm getting sweaty. This is gross. I don't like to sweat. It's disgusting. So I whine
the
whole time.
Hence the 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, you don't look good for a reason. I mean,
I get it.
I don't want to exert myself that much. So this year now, though, this same time, like, for example, Friday morning, I get up and I'm like, "Amber, we have to go walking." What do you mean? Let's go walking. we have to go walking. I have to get at least 7 miles in today. That's my regimen for real. Everybody's like, oh, you're not doing it. I'm like, yes, I am. 7 miles a day I'm doing. I did 6.5 today. Sorry, so I'm a liar. But no, I mean 7 miles.
Well, you have a show to do.
Yeah.
So I.
But this whole weekend, I'm like, you know, I'm like, I want to go out. Let's walk to pier. It's a good 3 miles there and back on the pier. I'm like, that's good because we were eating a lot of garbage this weekend too because of the carnival and stuff like this. I want to keep exercising, and just doing that. And I had to listen. My hips are hurting. I'm like, Christ, you're 28. So anyways, my point was that I was kind of this summer has been one of those summers where. Normally, we're both kind of the same, where it's like, I don't like to come outside, the sun's out there, there's dumb people out there that are retarded, and I don't like them. But I think, I guess it's a personal improvement, because I've learned to not be so angry at retarded people. I enjoy the show now.
Well, the dumb retarded people found me at my home.
Did they?
Yeah.
How this?
I did not come over.
No. This was the dumb retarded people, with certificates and everything.
Oh, I lost mine.
The neighbor guy came over, and he's like, and I, all I said was hi, and then he said something about I'm your neighbor, because I'd never met any of them. Right?
Yeah.
I'm your neighbor, and I go, I know, and he goes, and that's all I said. I said three words: hi and I know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then he proceeded to completely unleash on me about a pile of dirt.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Nice.
And I'm like, and so
I. Isn't that because you guys are redoing the backyard right now?
Yes.
Yeah, that's part of the job. You have to put dirt there.
Right. And there was a pile of dirt. It was at the end of the driveway. And he was absolutely, completely upset about it. Which is really interesting because...
Was it affecting him in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I don't know. I think he might have a childhood phobia of piles of dirt or something. Because I'm trying to explain, but I could not get a single other full word out. He was literally unleashing. And so I had the landscapers move the pile of dirt. However, Larry said, why did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not his property.
Yeah, it's your property.
Yeah. No, actually, the end of the driveway is the city property.
Well, either way, it don't matter. He can't tell you what to do.
Right. Well, I had him move the pile of dirt. And
I'd have had him move it to his driveway.
Yeah, I would have ended the conversation
just for
and
a
kissed
second.
My ass.
I would like to order 500 yards of dirt delivered there.
I go, I tell you what, how about you make the note this month on this place and you can move the dirt then?
give me
a free month's note and then, yeah, you can move the dirt anywhere you want, bro.
Well, first of all, it was completely sociopathic. It was actually to the point of being psychopathic.
Mm-hmm.
Because... he literally used me, a completely innocent third party. I had nothing to do with the project.
Let's be honest, you're never completely
innocent.
Well,
I'm never completely
innocent.
Maybe
in this case.
In this case,
but,
I was innocent.
I mean, for those of you that may think he's completely innocent, oh, so
not. Not innocent, no. I went, but it wasn't my project, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not redoing the backyard. I'm not paying for the backyard to get redone. It's just not my project,
mm-hmm.
right? It's the homeowner's project.
You were just there, unfortunately. And
I was physically there.
And that's
what rapists do.
Yeah.
He didn't physically rape...
I didn't bring it up, I gotta say.
No, I'm not... That's fine. I think that's an absolute stroke of genius that you just said right there.
It is the same... It is the exact same mentality as a rapist.
Mm-hmm.
That, all the rapist needs is some physical body to unleash their whatever...
Their rage on
their,
whatever
yeah.
it is, yeah.
And that's what they do. And whereas he didn't, physically assault
Unlike
me...
Unlike me, I stalk my victims.
Right. He didn't physically attack me, but he did. He literally, that was a mental, or a verbal, I should say, a verbal attack.
Mm-hmm.
And he just needed a warm body, a face, to attack. And I was the one who happened to be there.
And that's people that don't think things through.
I told Larry, it could have been your mother.
It could have been anybody.
What if your mother was over that?
It could have been a nun.
It could have been a nun. It could have been anybody.
It would have been anybody's fault, whoever it was.
Yeah.
It just...
Because it wasn't, he did not come over there to discuss it. He did not come over there to...
Yeah, all he could have said was, hey, what's going on with the pile of dirt?
Yeah, there's a big pile of dirt. It's unsightly.
Well, and I can understand that, but it'd be like, hey, dude, you guys working on the backyard? Oh, yeah, there's a project going on. It should be gone in a few days. They're just getting it done.
Right.
Oh, okay, no problem. Man. Hey, good job. Hey,
right, or if he wanted that thing, because it was over in... I can't describe it, you know, just like right now. But if he needed it moved, he could have said, look, can you have the landscapers just move it? And I would have said, oh, okay, I'll write them a note.
I understand.
And I did. I wrote them a note. They moved it. End of story. But, you know, Larry's going to go over there on Tuesday.
Oh, I'm coming over on Tuesday.
It'll be interesting.
I think I might want to.
So Larry goes, do you want to go with me? He asked me, do you want to go with me over there? I said, no. I haven't talked to that guy since I moved in, what, a year or 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And now that he has shown me that he is a psychopath,
yeah,
because you do not redirect your aggression against somebody like that in this in any society or any kind of, you just don't do it. That is a psychopathic reaction.
We want to just go through the break here. I have a feeling this is going to... Let's go through the
break. No, okay. Take a break because you have to get this set up.
Oh, that's right. We got to get her online.
No, we don't. No, we have till 7 o'clock.
Yes, you do. I want online.
Oh, we do have to take a break. Well, that's crap. You know, and the irony of that, and then we'll go to break here after this. I have to make this point, though.
Don't make me verbally rape.
Shut your mouth.
Because I'll do it.
I prefer the physical rape myself.
You're not that hot yet.
No, what I was going to say is it's such a weird thing, Doug, because I just got done telling you and Bonnie, you know, as of today,
right,
about what I had... my dealings with neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Which was a very, 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 very positive outcome.
Right.
I was excited about it.
This one's a little bit different.
Now, you're in the same boat that I was
in.
That's so weird.
The thing is, I didn't do anything. So, you know, the difference is, though, is that he cannot take back being a psychopath.
Right.
Well, the thing is
he can't even come over and apologize.
I hope
I was psychopathic.
Tell Larry to wait for me to be done with Weight Watchers on Tuesday. And I'll be happy to come by there and stand behind him and look all mean. I have my new sunglasses, too. They make me look like
awesome.
I'll stand back there with my sunglasses on, like CIA and stuff like that. It'll be hysterical.
That would be awesome.
I'm sure a guy who sat stuck up has never got a taste of me before.
Right.
Not literally.
I'm done.
We crammed enough sexual innuendos into
one half an hour to make Tom
Likas go to shame. So I think, we'll take a quick break here, come back. There's a couple other things I want to throw out there, and play a bitchin', I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
All you chat room folks, Bonnie should be in the chat room in just a minute.
Yeah, we'll be there in a second. All right, cool. We'll be
Just go to break.
Okay.
Ghostly Talk!
Version 3.0.
Wondering where you can get the latest news and reviews from the world of paranormal entertainment? Frank and Laura take a look at the latest happenings and break down what's new on TV and at the movies each week on Spooktacular, your paranormal entertainment roundup. Check them out by searching for Spooktacular in iTunes or head on over to Spooktacular.com. Oh yeah, be sure to bring along a friend because no one should listen alone.
I'd like to share a recent experience where I strongly believe that I encountered a shadow person.
When I looked, it was January 5th, 2046.
I just, you know, I want to find an explanation for it. I want to rule it out as, you know, something that was logical.
There are many things we have yet to learn about and understand. Join us here at Supernatural Existence and learn about the many mysteries of the universe. Feel free to subscribe via any of your favorite podcast directories, including iTunes, or check us out on the Supernatural Existence website at www.globeye.com. The mysteries are waiting to be understood.
I really want to see something supernatural with my own eyes, not hear it or think I heard it or anything like that, actually see it with my own eyes, capture it on camera, hear something weird or something like that.
Thank you.
Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. We're hanging out at the Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, with the good folks from Ghostly Talk. Ooh, this place is creepy, man, but nowhere near as creepy as Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. It's a haunted drive-in, babies. And you know what we do there? We host classic B-horror and sci-fi movies, just like the ones you grew up with when you was a kid. And it's at Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema right now, hosting on public access TV all over Metro Detroit. But guess what, kiddies? It's coming to you, and all you got to do is have a computer. Just go to Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. It's nightmarecinema.com. We'll be broadcasting the show real soon, right from the website. Stay tuned. It's Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. Bye.
We'll get it fixed later, Bonnie, I promise.
I'm okay.
Nice laptop, though, except for the OS.
Yeah. Vista sucks.
Yeah, Vista, it's... I've heard nothing but bad things about it.
I've never heard a good thing about it. Like,
unfortunately.
Oh, I'm so much more productive. I've never heard that.
Yeah, going on YouTube and MySpace, yeah, that's not being productive, okay? Answering email and being frustrated. Now, that's being productive on a computer. So, yeah, we'll get that taken care of here in a few minutes, Bonnie. We were talking about crappy neighbors before we went to break, and I think we pretty much put that guy to bed, I think. But, yeah, it's ironic.
Well, the only thing left was I had told Larry that, no, I'm not going to put myself in a position ever again to have to talk to him.
Well, that's what I've been doing.
And if
that's what I was doing with my neighbors for the last 4 months.
And if he ever tries to talk to me, I will say exactly 3 words to him, and I'll repeat it over and over and over until he gets the message. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. I don't care.
Someone doesn't want to even, and people in the chat room or people listening to the archive of this or whatever it is, if you're listening live, yeah, I mean, bottom line here is, you know, you can talk about stuff, but you just got to know how to talk about stuff, I think.
Oh, he wasn't interested in talking.
No, and that's the problem.
He was
right
only
there.
Interested in attacking.
He needed to get hit.
Yeah.
He needed to feel like he was a homeowner and he has every right to talk this way to people, especially his neighbors.
Because
he cares about his neighborhood and he cares about his property values and, you know, all those things. Things I understand, but you can deal with a simple conversation.
Right. He wasn't interested in that. It was a psychological
he needed to go home and beat on his chest.
For him.
He needed to beat on his chest and go,
he needed to do that in the privacy of his own home and leave me completely out of it. I was completely an innocent third party.
Yeah, you didn't do anything.
So,
I have 3 words for him too. I'll be there. Everybody listening, you have my word on this. I'll be over there on Tuesday because it's usually bear night anyway. So we go over there and barbecue and hang out and have all kinds of fun. So you know what? I'll be over there on Tuesday. Tell Larry to wait till I'm done with Weight Watchers. I'll stop on by. We'll have a steak and we'll go over there and take care of it.
Wow, I like that plan.
I had no problem with that. What's the yuppie going to do to me? Most likely he's a yuppie anyways. I mean, and you know, yuppies are always like that. I don't care if you're listening to the show and you're a yuppie. Don't marry me. I don't like yuppies. They get on my nerves.
There you go.
I could be one.
You do?
Not really, but...
I could be one, but I don't choose to be one because I'm not a douche.
Right,
so that's just kind of the way it works.
Well, this one is.
Yeah, well, there you go. One thing... Okay, we got to get to news here because Doug has to thrash another news article. I can't have a week...
Got a news article?
We'll get to that in a few
seconds.
Tell me
about Michael Jackson.
Well, here's one thing I wanted to mention, though. Here's something I thought was kind of cool. And we're not being paid by this company or anything like that, but I thought this was kind of cool. As you know, Amber and I, especially me, we have affinity for candles and special soaps and all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah, guys, do whatever you want to say. Whatever you want to say, I don't really care, but I enjoy them. Amber and I did our little trip this weekend, and there you need a mouse for that, by the way, Bonnie.
Oh, don't go.
Because the touchpad is totally fried on my laptop, so you need to get a mouse for that. It's imperative. Sorry.
Where's there a mouse?
Well, there's one in my bag. You just got to go in my bag
I'll
and get it.
I'll go
so
get it.
We made our trip to the candle store. It starts with a Y.
Yes.
Where they have all kinds of good stuff. And picked up a bunch of neat stuff. And yeah, here's I brought a couple samples in for us.
Yes, too. You did.
And if you're a candle fan out there, this might be some fun for you guys. And I'm sorry, we can't... What's going on here? Okay, I'm busy. Leave me alone. Okay, anyway. So yeah, I'm talking about candles on this paranormal talk show. I mean...
Yes, please.
So they got a couple of new ones here. And this one here, Almond Cookie.
Yes.
Now Bonnie will be in here, and we'll have her give that thing a whiff. What do you?
I already did.
Did you already?
I wanted to bite it.
By the way, I like the sex conversation better.
Never smell that sushi like that.
Yeah, what do you think about this, Bonnie? While you're setting your lap, my laptop up.
I smell better.
There you go.
Well, I'll make sure I get. Better. I smell better. Okay. Anyway, well, we also went to
just
another
this weekend.
Another place. Oh, really? We'll have to talk.
Ooh.
We went to another place. It's they're more of a body works kind of place, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys know
I love that place.
My favorite smell they have there. They finally started making the candles for it. Right?
Oh, really?
Holy wow!
What's wrong with that? It's good. It's good.
It smells really clean, but it's really, really strong.
Well, it's a candle, of course.
Holy. Blow your doors
off. It smells so clean.
I mean, it smells clean.
They also have a new line. They had a sale on the hand cleaner, like the hand sanitizers.
Yeah.
And I got that one was called Sea Island Cotton. I'm sure you guys may have heard that one before.
Mm-hmm.
They got the warm vanilla sugar hand
cleanser.
Oh,
warm vanilla sugar is yummy.
And I also have the Sea Island Cotton hand cleanser, too.
You know I have a straw.
You know what my favorite is, though?
Which one?
Black Raspberry Vanilla.
That one's good, too.
I love it.
I like that also. We actually got the Garden Sweet Pea candle burning in the studio here tonight as we speak, too.
Could we sound like more of a metrosexual candle / sex talk show?
And there's a couple of questions coming in from the chat room. And Reap, our dear friend Reap.
I love you, Reap.
Said, is there a candle scent recommended by GT? Now, I can only speak for myself. I know Doug may have his particular favorite, but the company that starts with a Y... They're a beer company.
Mm-hmm.
They have a scent called Sage and Citrus, which is absolutely my favorite. That is my favorite scent they have there. They also have the Clean Cotton one, which is an obvious one. That's a really good one, too. You have one of those at your house.
Yeah, I have two of them.
Really, really good scents. They also have another one. One of my other favorites that they have is a candle called Fireside.
Mm-hmm.
And it smells like a campfire, kind of. That's also made by Woodwick. That's my laptop. There's also Woodwick candles. Oops, sorry. I pimped them. But, you know, Woodwick candles. They make one called Fireside also, which is a really good. It's a kind of a rustic scent also. But those are my favorites. Sage and Citrus is like just, I can just burn those candles forever. So the reason I mention this is because the candle company that starts with a Y, and again, I'm not being paid by them. I thought this would be kind of cool for the listeners to check out. Next weekend at any of their stores, that they're, you know, at the malls and stuff like that. They have from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. They have their unveiling of all their Halloween stuff.
Oh, how
Halloween
nice!
Halloween stuff already.
And it isn't just candles. It's like the holders.
August.
Yes.
Well, I know, but you got to plan for this crap. Yeah, it's coming up. It's going to come up quick.
2 months from now, August, September.
We're already on the downside of this year.
3 months.
If you realize that. I mean, this year is flying. But no, next weekend from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., all their stores across the board, they have the Halloween Expo thing going on. You can go there and check it out. They have not just the candle scents, like all the candles, which I'm going to be there for, but they have, like, their holders, too, like the cool...
Yeah.
They have the creepy, ghouly holders and, you know, whatever. So we're going to be... Yeah, I know. In the chat room, the people are giving me a hard time about this. Now, I'm pimping out Yankee Candle. Fine, whatever. I think it's pretty cool, all right?
Well, in that case, just pimp out Bath & Body Works, too.
Okay, Bath & Body Works.
They have one. The favorite, my most favorite candle I ever bought from them was Guava and Passion Fruit. Oh, my
God. That one's pretty good. I smell that
anymore.
I like to lean more towards the fresh scents. Like I said, the Sage and Citrus is more of a fresh scent. I have the Ocean Breeze car scent in my car right now, as a matter of fact, which is really nice, too. They have some weirder ones, too. Like, there's one I found in Gettysburg when we were down there with Andy and Tanya called Sun-Dried Linen.
Oh, wow.
Really, really good, yeah. Ones to stay away from, I can throw out there, and just Country Linen. That's a good one, but it's really, really strong, and it gave me headaches. You gotta be, depending on how your sinuses are and stuff like that, watch out for those. But, yeah, the one Almond Cookie here, this is a definite up-and-comer for me.
An up-and-comer. Did he really just say that about candles?
Well, the way I... When they get the new ones, I usually get these little ones like this, and I try them out.
So try them.
And then I go... If I really like them, I move on to the big leagues with the huge
candles. Scott literally has more candles than I do.
I think he has more candles than that.
Lavender
and I like running Bordello, so... Yeah. I mean...
Lavender and vanilla is another one, too. Lavender and vanilla is another really, really good scent that Yankee
That's
has.
A very soothing... Sense.
It's real nice.
As far as aromatherapy goes, that combination is very soothing and relaxing.
Mm, yeah. I need to burn crosses.
Well,
out
you're,
of that
you're in my clean cotton
yard.
You're clean cotton can. We need to work on that one because it's burning down the center. We got to get you one of those Luma lids.
I know. So. I need one of them lids. Or,
very
well,
important.
Actually,
also,
of them lids.
Those actually work.
Yeah,
I mean, they get really rip evenly. On candles ever on this show, so I'm going for it tonight. Those really work. And now, it's just more money they get from you. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I thought, it's crap. They have more money. But those Luma lids you put on top of there, they really work. When you get them burning for a long time, they really flatten the wax out, so it burns the whole top of the candle, so you're not burning it all down the center, and then you're wasting a pound of wax.
Right.
They really work really good. I bought about 3 or 4 of them here for the winery, so... Yeah.
What price range are they in?
They're like $8 or $9 or something like that. They're not that expensive, but it's just more money, They're,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever paid full price for a Yankee candle. I won't do it.
Right.
I always have coupons or 2-for-1 or whatever they're doing their sale. I won't pay full price for a Yankee candle. And I've been tempted a few times, but I won't do it. Next weekend, though, like I said, they're going to be doing their big Halloween thing, though. And I thought that'd be kind of cool if, I think we're going to be going to the Oakland Mall. For the listeners, if you're local, if you're local,
oh, we're doing appearances now.
No, I'm just saying, if you're local
just
here,
like Tiffany.
Yeah. No,
I think we're alone.
This is being taken the wrong way. I was going to say, if you're local and you know where Oakland Mall is here around the area here, by the winery and stuff like that, we'll probably be down there. Me and myself and Amber will probably be down there hanging out. And come on down. We'll check out some candles together. It'll be kind of cool, I think. Maybe we'll get Doug down there.
Well,
and we'll
if
get by
I go, it would be Partridge Creek Mall because it's really
Partridge
yuppie.
Creek Mall.
Obviously,
yeah.
My neighbor's shop.
I don't even know where there
really
is one
yuppie.
Around me.
And no, I'm not making an appearance for...
Are you going to do autographs and stuff?
No, goddamn, no! I thought it'd be kind of cool.
Why do you have to say the GD? And two...
Oh, now I'm going to get hit for blasphemy on this show. Yeah. You just got
no,
talking about
no,
ball gags for the last half an hour.
I personally do not like that. I have never liked it.
I don't want to hear about ball gags, but I let that go.
Fine.
Fine!
I'll talk about nipple clamps.
That's acceptable.
And ball separators.
They all sound fine to me.
Okay, look, forget it. I'm not going to go to the candle store now.
And gift masks.
Piss on the candle store.
And
I'm not going green grass is another good candle by
cattle prods.
I do not like the green grass.
I love the green gas.
Oh.
Green gas.
Yes.
You said from Yankee Candle, green gas.
No, I do not.
This candle sucks.
The green grass. Scent is just annoying.
I liked it. I enjoyed
I did
that
not
one.
Like that.
I enjoyed
that. One
that.
I don't like.
I burned one of those all the way down. I really liked it. It's an acquired one. It's not.
Yeah.
It's kind of different. So okay, yeah. So I'm not gonna go to the candle store now. Forget
he
it.
He is. Don't even let him kid you. He will so be there.
He'll be in a disguise, but he'll be there.
We got to get to this before we go to break here. I hope we got through. We got 3 choices here, Doug. You make the choice. You can read it. You can see the screen. You make the choice, and I will pick it out. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Except for that it went away.
I didn't mean to do that. Sorry.
Oh, I like the last one.
The last one?
Let Doug pick them. He said he could pick.
Those have an all of the... Let's do it.
The last one?
The last one.
All right, guys. Doug has picked, and we're going to... And this is like a new thing we're doing here. I mean, no, it isn't some radio stunt we're doing. It's just, we thought it was kind of, maybe I should.
Page not found.
No, that's, I got it.
Ah, okay.
I didn't
that's better.
Copy and paste correctly. Now I'll spend a half an hour bringing it up because it's BBC. So, and here's the actual article. Virgin.
I hope it doesn't start that automatically.
I'll be in trouble.
Oh,
wait.
Oh, no, click to play. All right.
Well, here, let's see what we got. Let's see.
Can we hear it through the radio?
I hope so. We should. Ooh. Oh, okay, so the video
shows a bunch of people like walking up and kissing this. Well, it looks like a rock, but they claim it's a tree stump.
Oh, there's an actual view of it. That looks like the Virgin Mary.
I have to tell you, the Virgin Mary appeared on my breast. So.
Did they all come and kiss it?
That's all I gotta say.
Oh, the old man came up there and touched it. Who's ailing old
He's
man?
He's gonna get up and walk now. Watch.
Wow.
Okay, anyways.
Wow.
A tree stump, which some believe shows an image of the Virgin Mary, has attracted thousands of people to a rural churchyard in County Limerick. Or County Limerick, whatever. Workmen came across a stump at the Holy Mary Parish Church in Rathkeel while cutting down trees on Monday. This was this past Monday. I should do the English accent, I guess, right?
Oh, don't let
Not
Trump
in County
do
Limerick.
It.
In County Limerick, you got to do an Irish accent.
Oh, yeah. Is this Iron?
Did they say County Limerick.
Iron?
I cannot do an Irish. I
Where's
forget.
Iron?
One of the lads said, "Look, our Blessed Lady in the tree," said Noel White, chairman of the Rathkeel Community Council Graveyard Committee. One of the other lads.
I think they sound
over.
Like pirates. Do it in a pirate voice.
Arr, one of the other lads looked over and actually knelt down, blessed himself. He got such a shock. Arr.
He got a shock. Oh, my God.
It was the perfect shape of the figure of Our Lady holding the baby. As news of the tree stump has spread, people from across Ireland have traveled to the churchyard. A petition seeking to make the stump a permanent fixture at the church has got thousands of signatures. Apparently these people have not a knack for English, but whatever, that's fine. However, local parish priest Father Willie Russell remains unimpressed.
The local priest is like,
BS. Do the pirate. Do it.
Arr, I have seen the tree. It's only a tree.
She said.
That's one badass priest. That's all I gotta say.
Russell said views were mixed on whether the image looks like that of the Virgin Mary. The Catholic Church's hierarchy in Ireland also feels dubious about the tree stump, according to Limerick
Diocese.
Thank you very much. Spokesman. F.R. Paul Finnerty.
Father Paul.
Is that short for father? I never
yep.
seen it before.
Father the Paul Finnerty.
The church's response to the phenomena of this type... Oh, sorry, I have to do the pirate.
The church's response to the phenomena of this type is one of great skepticism.
While we do not wish in
pirate,
any way to...
Pirate!
While
we do not wish in any way to detract from our devotion to Our Lady,
we would
also wish to avoid anything which might lead to superstition.
Doug, your synopsis, kind sir.
I don't know if I can do one.
Pirate priests are cool.
That was probably the best of these articles that you drudged up for me.
Really?
However, if you look at that tree...
Yeah.
I've seen better. I've seen better. Like the
boob tree.
The boob tree is a much more interesting tree.
I remember the boob tree.
But this one does. It doesn't. You've seen the little statues of the shape. You know those shapes of the Virgin Mary holding it. It looks like the shape of that statue. But obviously somebody. You know they said in the article we're cutting down trees.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody did that, right?
Possibly, yeah.
And now,
oh look, the Virgin Mary.
And now
he swipes
sawdust
over.
It just came out like that. Chisel and hides it behind his back. I don't know. I really highly doubt this is an actual miracle. But
you
I do know, hope the guy.
Remember the one they had down at 12 Mile? There was one at the big church at 12 Mile and Woodward there over in Royal Oak. Michigan.
Yeah.
About 20 years ago, this one happened.
Yeah.
It came on the news, and somebody said they saw a vision of the Virgin Mary on top of the church. And me and my mom and dad would drive by there. We drove by there for like 2 weeks in a row straight every night just to get a look at all the idiots out there standing there doing all their stuff and whatnot. It's not your
Which
thing. I'm not knocking it, but it's you got all these people there looking for the Virgin Mary, and it's the equivalent of us ghost hunters doing the same thing.
Well, the people who are there are actually a more interesting story to me than the actual Virgin Mary tree thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the people going there, they're just looking for something. They're looking for confirmation. They're looking for, you know, something. I mean, if you ask any one of them, they're like, oh, we're devoted. We know, you know, we believe this and with all the core of our being.
Yeah.
Yet they're traveling there. Which, mm-hmm. to me, kind of indicates...
If you have faith in it, why would you have to travel there?
Except for maybe the guy in the wheelchair. Like, I could understand, you know, if you're in dire straits,
mm-hmm.
and despite praying every night, despite whatever, you're still in dire straits, I can understand making a pilgrimage to something that you thought may you know, heal you or hold or make you well, you know, make you whole again or whatever.
No, and
I can understand that. I mean, that's somewhat desperate.
But every other week we hear about a piece of toast or a tree or a piece of sidewalk.
Do you know that woman with the I have to say this. What was it? The grilled cheese?
Yes.
She got that tattooed on her. I'm not even kidding. I like tattoos and I like tattoo shows. On one of those shows, she got it tattooed right here, of all places.
Why?
And by that, for those of you that can't see my hands right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
On her cleavage.
Wow. She wants attention.
Whatever.
Again.
Oh, you remember when my girl tells?
She loved it so much that she sold it to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
But, you know, she hadn't had... She needed more of her 15 minutes, so she had to go get it tattooed on her boob.
On TV.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. If that makes
sense. There you go. That explains the whole thing right there. So, dog, thumbs down on that one?
It's an interesting story, but it has no merit.
I agree. 100%.
No merit to me.
I thought it
apparently was old guys love me because they know quality. That's what I'm being told in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Old guys, no quality. Doug, what do you think? Do you love me?
I know quality.
Thank goodness it is time for a break.
Oh, am I old.
We should really go to break before we upset anybody else.
Oh,
the Catholic Church is pissed at us right now. The whole bondage community probably wants to kill us.
Pretty much everybody.
Or recruit me.
They're probably on the bondage message boards right now. Just going, those guys from Ghostly Talk, we're just going to wrap them up and beat them. Wait.
And pretty much all of Ireland is upset.
Yeah, all of Ireland. And
because they're all pirates.
Because they're all, it's the land of pirates.
I thought it was England, for God's sakes. I mean, I showed you where I was.
County Limerick is definitely Irish.
All right, what do we got, Doug? What's coming
up next? Trace to Gabriel or Tracy to Gabriel?
Dr. Gabe.
Dr. Gabe.
We can call it whatever we
want. I like that plan.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about all kinds of interesting forensic stuff.
Well, handwriting analysis stuff. We did this a while back. And it was one of those interviews that just we had to clip it off like we do most of the interviews here.
Yeah.
We wanted to bring her back, so she's back. We're going to be talking about handwriting, forensic analysis, all that cool stuff. So we'll do that right here after the break.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.